One of the things I do on my retreats, I have different retreat days. So I've got a retreat called Living in Abundance, a Living in Abundance Day retreat. And basically that is about changing your mindset, changing your thoughts to positive thoughts. And when you start to think positively, you start to attract the right things into your life. And during that day, they do gratitude journals.
Okay.
So I give them plain journals. And then we have all
so
kinds of
things. So they are the ones putting all this decoration on the outside
they
of it?
They do all this. I bring wrapping paper, I bring paints, I bring stencils, I bring lots of stickers.
Stickers and things to really individualise them.
To individualise them. And they decorate their own gratitude journal. They love doing that.
Obviously, I like this one because you've got the Eiffel Tower on it.
That's my favourite. But one of the ladies, it was beautiful. It was just brown paper, but then she'd stenciled like this bird stencil on it, and then just put, she was very, very creative.
I was going to say, she's very arty to be able to do that.
You know, she put the just word journal in big red letters, and it's beautiful. So they do that, and then in the afternoon, again, they get very creative because they start dreaming up what kind of life they want.
Okay.
And this is like a vision board. And when they start to visualise and think about what they want in the future, it brings it to them. Mm-hmm. So that day is quite creative.
Isn't it also a very emotional day?
Yes, it is quite emotional, but I think that's good. I think sometimes you need to work out what things are holding you back and what negative feelings you do have in order to realise how you can change them. And we work on changing those negative thoughts into positive affirmations and changing their mindset. So I do that as one of the days. Another retreat, which I've got coming up in March, and I'm going to be running it after that as well, is Own Your Life and Feel Confident.
Okay.
And during that day, they start to look at who they want to be.
Okay, so again, we're looking at a collage of the different things. Could be things, people, I guess. Yeah, also thoughts.
Yeah, it's what this is it starts looking at the inner child. So this is the inner child in them. It's looking at the yin and yang of our personalities, the masculine and the feminine energies.
Okay.
So the feminine energy is our inner child who wants to be nurtured and loved and cared for. But we live in a very masculine world, which is very driven. And sometimes women are pushed into having a brilliant business and being the best mom and doing this and doing that.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't
it? If they're not doing all of that, they feel pressured, they feel stressed.
Maybe they feel also inadequate.
Overwhelmed, not confident, low self-esteem. And so what the day does and what a lot of my work is rebalancing and readdressing that.
Okay.
So yes, we do live in that world and we want to strive for those things, but it's looking after our inner child and being creative. What things make you feel creative?
Good and, creative and good about yourself, basically.
And for me, it's being in nature. It's making little fairy cakes with my kids. You know, it's having time just for me.
It's all very relaxing, all those pictures. Very, well, it's all focused on nature, but also on a lot of relaxation. All the people mainly on there are all laughing or they're just kind of breathing in and just entering the moment.
And I think it's really important to work with images for people. When people have images, I have these in my bedroom on the wall.
Oh, do you?
I can see them. I can see they're the kind of elements I want to bring into my life.
Okay.
And every day I try and say, well, how can I bring a bit of that into my life? And how can I bring a bit of the business mind or the, you know, doing what I want to do and achieve? But it's addressing that balance, not being too much in that and starting to look at the inner child, you know. So it could be, do you know what, today I'm going to make some cupcakes with the kids, or do you know what, today I'm just going to draw, or I'm going to paint, or I'm going to restore a piece of furniture. It's just each day trying to think of something little that I can do, or journal.
So what do you think, obviously we said that doing, you know, the collage, the painting, anything arty helps them kind of focusing on the positive and everything. Would you also say that art can give other advantages? I was talking to you, I think a few weeks ago when I got in touch with you, with there's a big thing going on in France. It's called Zentangle, and it's all about drawing loads of different forms. I can't really explain it. It's meant to relax you.
It's mindful. It's mindfulness. It's mindful drawing. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an art of meditation.
Okay.
So it's the whole thing of that, and also a lot of the work I do is bringing themselves completely into the moment.
So focusing on what you're doing without having to think about all the worries and all that. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future, being mindful as to where you are right now.
Okay.
And I think that kind of work that people love to do, it's classed as like a form of meditation, which is what we're like when we're kids and we're colouring in.
Yes, it's true.
I love sitting there and colouring in with the children. You're totally in the present, you're totally in the now, you appreciate what you're doing, and it's therapy.
It is,
So anything to me that gets you totally in the moment, which creativity does, any form of creativity does, if you're collaging, if you're journaling, if you're decorating something, if you're transforming a piece of furniture, you are so in the moment. And your worries are out the window. You're not worried about the future, you're not thinking about the past. You're there.
And I think also when you've done something like this, like you've done the collage and thing, when you see the end result, you're really proud of it as well.
Very proud. You've got a sense of achievement. You also got a vision for your future. You've got something to look forward to, something to aim for. But being gentle with that, you know, we don't have to force things. It's just looking
at
ways.
It's got to be flowing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Definitely. Just looking at ways to just make your life and your days just flow better and feel easier.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we talk a bit now, actually, where you run the sessions? Because we're here now, which is why we hear all the cooking bits in the background and things. We're about to eat some gorgeous cake here.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. I've tried them.
I haven't tried it yet. I don't want to make any calorie noise in the recording. But it does look amazing. Chocolate and beetroot, sorry.
Yes.
So it's a lovely place you're in. I mean, the tea room itself is very quiet, and then outside is
it's lovely.
Birds singing.
It's lovely. So I hire out the workshop area, and where we're sitting right now is a lovely sort of conservatory area, which, like you say, overlooks the trees. It's beautiful in the summer, and they get the sunshine all around. When I came here, I just knew it was the right place. It feels right. Everybody that comes to the retreat says, as soon as they walk in, they're like, and
yes,
and they just switch off. They're there in the moment, and they feel, you know, that they can do something just for them.
Yeah.
So it's why I use the space. It's lovely. So it's Lionmouth Rural Centre.
Yes, we have to tell about it, even if we're reluctant, because it's so beautiful.
It is. Yeah, we want it to be a secret.
Yes, no, it's a lovely
a
place
we need to share.
So when the days, obviously today is a bit foggy, even if it's still beautiful, it's not the best weather out there, but when it's sunny, do you get to do some art session outside?
Or? That's what I'm planning to, because it didn't actually open until October last year. We'll still use the work area, but we'll have our lunch out there, because they basically come for, when they come, they have scones and drinks. Then we have a beautiful homemade lunch. So we're going to have that outside. And if we can set it up, definitely, because I'm a big believer in get out in the sunshine. We go for a walk as well.
That's
part of the retreat, especially the Living in Abundance Day, before they decorate their gratitude journals, we go on a nature walk.
Would you say it gives them a bit of inspiration as
well? Definitely, yeah. The whole idea behind that is the mindful living. So we go down, just down to the garden, and we take some deep breaths, and we just get into the moment. And then we go on a lovely walk. And during that walk, they're very centred on what they're grateful for in life, what they've got in their life already. And that's what they start working on when they come back and do the journaling.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is a beautiful location.
When women come to your retreat, they've never seen you before. They've never had a session like this before. How long does it take them to relax and actually get into the whole art therapy thing, you know, inner child discovering, because it's kind of really well hidden, isn't it? It's still
it's very well hidden.
But it's really well hidden.
Yeah. I think that depends on the individual.
Okay.
I think on the retreats, people tend to relax quite quickly because I do icebreaker. As soon as they come in, I do a little thing where they have to introduce their partner and think of a random thing about their partner, and it just straight away breaks the ice.
Okay.
So I think they do get into, especially with doing the gratitude journal in the morning, that gets them, you know, into the flow. But I also do confidence sessions, which is a one-to-one.
Okay.
It's 6 weeks one-to-one. And after the 6 weeks, they do feel complete. I mean, the feedback is they feel so different about their life. And that sometimes takes a couple more weeks because we're digging deeper on a one-to-one. We're peeling back a lot of limiting beliefs that maybe somebody on a retreat day wouldn't talk about.
Of course, because you feel, even if you feel comfortable, it's not as comfortable as being with only one person,
isn't it? Yeah. So I think it depends on the individual and how deep they want to get and how much they want to talk. But actually, the creativity part of it, generally, they get stuck in. Who wouldn't?
No, it's true. Then you can't stop, actually.
Exactly.
They want to stop. What about your life? Do you think it's made your life much better since you started doing this with your children and things?
I can't tell you how my life's transformed. Without going into huge detail, my life, I've been through a lot of hardships. I went through a divorce in my early 20s and I lost everything. Lost all my family support, lost friends, lost everything. And kind of drifted for quite a few years, ended up in different relationships, all sorts. And I think when I started to take time out for myself over the last few years and journaling was the massive turnaround for me. When I started writing and thinking about what I really loved, what I needed, when I started doing all of this, my life has completely changed, completely. I feel happier, more inspired every day. I feel very creative. I feel like I get out of bed and think, oh, what can I do today? The kids, you know, I'm full of more ideas for the children, what I can do with them. Yeah, definitely. I feel confident, I feel happier, I feel more fulfilled, and I have a vision for what I want to achieve from the children and for myself, and all of that is from doing this work.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
I think it would be great if you could give us your website if anyone wanted to have any more information.
Yes, okay. So the website is www.sarahseed.com. My Facebook page is Love Living Life, Sarah Seed. The email is lovelivinglife@sarahseed.com.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And now I think we'll enjoy our cakes.
Yes, definitely.